The Favorites podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. They're America's number one sportsbook with an easy-to-use app that's safe and secure. And when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And this season, FanDuel Sportsbook is making betting easy for everyone. With great promos like risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, same-game parlays, and more. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer for the Action Network. It's Thursday. We got a big show. Lines are moving. We're going to narrow things down. I'm going to do it, as I always do, with my BFF, my companion, my compadre, someone who only laughs at me 3 or 4 times every show, professional better, Simon Hunter. Yay!
Chad, Thursday, week 11. Are we just going to dive right into it? Atlanta.
Just relax, okay, Simon?
I'm so fired up, man. I put up all the lines. I'm just going.
But you know what? It's Thursday. So before we get to sharp calls, let's get something straight, okay? My job is to drive. Your job is to backseat drive. So let me tell you where we're going, and then you can tell me why it's wrong.
I'm sorry, Chad. I'm a point guy.
We're going to talk about a Survivor pick, even though we haven't been in Survivor for 2 weeks, but people keep asking for us. We're going to talk about a Moneyline parlay. We're going to do our Big Balls Bet of the Week. We're going to get a sharp call in, which is when your professional betting buddies have called you after the Tuesday show and said, you're wrong, you're right, go get this, et cetera, et cetera. But first, we'll talk about Thursday because it's Thursday. We were all over Atlanta on Tuesday. I bet the Falcons +7. The line has been moving down, moved back up, moved down. It's been bouncing around. What do you got?
That's what I was going to say to you. I can't believe this line is moving down to 6.5. I'm honestly pretty shocked by it because this is every gambler. This is what they wanted. They want to take the 6-point teaser. You tease it down now to half. All you need is the Patriots just to win straight up. By a point, doesn't matter. If they win, you're going to be covering now in teasers. So I like the Atlanta play going into it. Now I love it even more. I really do think the bookmakers are kind of showing their hand here, moving it down like this. So it's rare we do Thursdays, and I've been on a roll on our Thursdays, and we haven't used any of them. Of course, we got to use this week because this is a typical standalone primetime game, reverse line action. All the money's coming in on this Patriots team. Everyone keeps throwing in the teasers. Just like last week with the Ravens, everyone started their week off putting the Ravens in their teasers to start the week. It was a loser. So we are due for one of these big favorites to cover on a Thursday night, but Colts just 2 weeks ago covered as a 10-point favorite on Thursday night against this Jets team. So I don't really think we're that due. I kind of like that, you know, dogs have been good to us in these primetime games. So I'm still all in on Atlanta +6.5.
I liked Atlanta at 7. What's interesting about this line, it actually got bet up to 7.5. I feel like the professionals were playing the market. I think they bet it up to 7.5 so they could bet it down to say they wanted to get that hook on Atlanta at +7.5. And then they came back and bought it so big that it went down to 6.5. I'm surprised it's there, but we do like it.
I told you the math works out now, buddy, where I looked at it, 7.5 sevens don't hit as much as 6 and 6.5 do. So I'm with you that the pros might've came in and bet it up a little bit like that, but we didn't really lose any value. Apparently the odds have not shifted more than a percentage of us not covering the 6, 6.5. So still got to love the number.
I love the number. I love you. Those are two things that I love. Let's talk about sharp calls. Let's get to it.
Hello, who's there? I'm talking.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody said, baby, what you doing?
Who called you this week after Tuesday and said they hated our picks or loved our picks?
See, it's definitely a trend this season. We have a great week, a winning week. Not that many calls. Not too many guys can really go out there and really go against me. So I had the one buddy called me again, the guy who gave me Denver last week, who just got absolutely slaughtered. And I was all over the Eagles. So I talk a lot of shit to him. But he is good at reading these home favorites. I'll give that to him. That is what he likes to bet favorites. That's what he does. That's what his group does. They kind of, not the anti-pro, they just roll with the chalk a lot. That's what they like to do. So he's been one of the few guys who's on this Green Bay train. I mean, every week he'd call me up, and every time we go up against Green Bay and tell me I'm an idiot, he's like, you just don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it. I kept telling him he's not getting it. And then here we go. Green Bay is covered every week since week one. So this week he called me up, and he was surprisingly on the Vikings at 2.5. We wake up this morning. What do we see, Chad? It's down to +1 with the Minnesota Vikings now. So that's one of those I know for a fact. I mean, you were going to have in, because I believe it's still 2.5 in the contest, and we liked it at 2.5. But it really does feel like we're walking into it now, because this is so easy now. Everyone in the world is going to wake up Sunday morning and be betting this Green Bay team, especially only at -1. So give it to me. Let me fall right into the trap. I don't care. You have to take the Vikings in this position.
Vikings are our foxhole bet of the week.
I love it. So we're already ahead of the curve.
We're ahead of the curve. And we might as well talk about that game. We're going to run down the games that we listed, and the Vikings were on that list. But of course, you know, I like to listen on Thursday mornings. I have my double shot espresso, my green tea with matcha powder, my overnight oats with chia seeds.
Your fruit water.
I listen to the Action Network podcast with Chris Raybon and Stucky. I like to see what they're saying against what you're saying. It's always really interesting, but this is one where they loved the Vikings too. And this is one of those things where, and we see this with the Titans also, and we're going to talk about the Titans and the Colts. There's three plays over the course of a season that are the difference between a team being overvalued and a team being properly valued. Right now, the Packers, they're 9-1 against the spread. They are due for a regression with a defense that is overperforming, with a quarterback who is showing signs that he is vulnerable under pressure, a Niners defense that is playing at a near elite level, a running back who is an all-pro going against a terrible rush defense. You can see why the number moved. I'm going to wait until Sunday at this point. I forgot to bet it on Tuesday. I'm going to wait until Sunday and see if it comes back up.
I will say, though, as a Packers, a guy that has invested in the Packers at 28-1 to win the Super Bowl, I've honestly never felt better. All these games they're winning, they're missing a couple guys in their O-line, and they're missing Jair Alexander, their best cornerback. They've been, if you look on paper, they've been one of the best secondaries in football this season. So I'm with you. I do think a lot of things have bounced their way, but this is a typical – it might have been two seasons ago. The Green Bay was in the same exact position right now. They're 8-1. They went on the road to go play the Vikings team, I believe, and they were like a 7-point favorite. The Vikings beat them, I believe, by 14. Yeah. So divisional games, that's what we're banking on here. You kind of have these teams that just match up really well with each other inside these divisions, and that's how I look at this Vikings team. I just think to myself, it's not going to be fun. Me and Chad hate betting on Kirk Cousins because it's never a good time, but this is a pro line. We have to bet this number.
Got to. That'll be in the contest for sure. We'll get it at 2.5. Again, if you're going to bet it, it's now at 1. You might as well wait and see what happens on Sunday if the public comes in on the Packers. All right. Let's talk about the Texans and the Titans. Texans +10.5. That was our Simon Says bet. Bet it immediately. When I was able to bet it on Tuesday, legally in the state of Connecticut, I got it at 11.
It's down to 10, right?
I think it's down to 10. I also bet a little bit of a taste on the money line. Got it at +380, I think. I still like it. I still like everything about it. And I mean, it's just the Titans, come on, man. Like, Josh Allen doesn't slip. They lose that game. A Colts receiver doesn't tear his ACL while running a interception back for a touchdown. The Titans get the ball back and then score. A referee doesn't call a roughing the passer when the Saints intercept the ball in the end zone. The Titans get the ball back and they score. Those are three fluke plays that have the Titans on a six-game winning streak and, like, power rated as the number one team in the NFL. Come on. Come on.
And I got beef to pick with my group. I sent this in on Tuesday to be one of my big bets to end the season, and it got rejected. I got turned down. Yeah. So I get it. They're just not believers. I am in Taylor. So they wanted me to wait a week on that love for Houston. But it is one of those where, as soon as I saw this, I told you I love this line. I loved it at 10.5. It just screamed overvalued team in this Tennessee team. Took a little bit of the wind out of my sails when I got rejected, just because not that I want to get over my big bets this season, but it's just a piece of stress I hate carrying with me, where it's like, I need to find it. I need to get it. I need to be right. So nothing's changed. This is going to be one of my biggest bets of the week. I'm all in on Houston, but it will not be one of my biggest bets of the season, just in the simple fact that other professionals don't trust it. So I feel like anyone listening to this, this is a bet you have to make. Like I said on Tuesday, you should have bet it at 10.5. I'd still take it at 10. I'd bet this down to about 9.5, 9. And then we'll see. I still think public money will be coming in on Tennessee that I'll just hold here at the 10 number. But I would just grab it now just to be safe.
We love this game.
Yeah, definition of an overvalued team.
We love the Falcons. We love the Vikings. We love the Texans right now. How are we feeling about the Saints +1.5 against the Eagles? We loved it the other day. Less loving it now.
Yeah. Still love it. Still like that Kamara's back, but
you're not in love.
No, it's like, there's other dogs we like better, especially ones on the road with bigger point spreads. But I still bet this in teasers. Still think you're getting a good number. It's just interesting now the professionals are really coming on the Eagles. This is at -2 for the Eagles, -2.5 at some offshore books. So usually when you look at offshore books, that's the pro books, because they don't pay taxes on those winnings. So very interesting to see, you know, that this is like one of these, the money keeps coming in on the Eagles, where I'm sitting here and nothing's really changed. I still think you're getting a good number on the Saints. So at this point, I'm just going to wait. Hope this gets up to 2.5, 3 at legal books, and I'll bet it again, because you're getting a good number of the Saints team.
Makes no sense to me. The Saints defense.
That's what's scary.
Saints defense is best in the NFL.
Against the
rush. All the Eagles can do right now is run the ball, and their defense is holy, and I don't mean that in the papal way.
Yeah, what the hell are we missing? That's what I don't get. So it, very interesting.
But didn't we feel that way last week about – I think we felt that way last week about the Saints too.
Yeah, we were right though. They landed
– I know. So like, what are we missing? No, we felt that way last week about the Niners. They were becoming sort of the team that all the wise guys love, that public wise guy team.
Yeah.
And we ended up being spot on. So you know what?
Fuck them.
Fucking geniuses. Doesn't have to be one.
I mean, again, if it comes Sunday and Chad's like, hey, asshole, put Saints in, I'll put them in, because I'm already invested in it. So I'm with you on it.
All right. This other one that I love and that I think will definitely be in our five. Colts. +7, +7.5 at the Bills.
Yeah, the 7.5 was a treat. Down to 7. It's going to be down to 6.5 probably in most books by the weekend.
I think I got the Colts at 7.5 on Tuesday.
Yeah. And like I hit a couple books with 7.5, but obviously our good friends, our partners here, it's, we're stuck at 7 for a while, FanDuel. I think they eventually got up to 7.5 and then I got bet down. But anyone that listens to the show knows that not that I've been super high on the Colts, but I did. Coming in the season, I had a higher grade on them than most people did on this Colts team. Didn't work out the way I planned. Carson Wentz got hurt to start the year. He missed all those reps to start the season. They came out just sluggish to start the year. And the last couple weeks, they've been good. They've been winning. Their only game they dropped was against that Tennessee team. And the Ravens comeback, which we look back on now, that was just a fluke. The Ravens, they're pretty good, but them to come back like that, that was insane. So when I think of this Colts team, I am putting a little bit on the money line. it's not going to be that big of a money line bet because that simple reason. They have not closed teams out this season. So you're giving me a 7.5 spread. We, of course, love that. But this will be one of those I'm not going to do a standalone on the money line. I'll just throw it into a round robin or something just because the Colts have not been closing teams out. Frank Reich, he gets tight when they have these big leads. He goes away from what's working for the team where he'll just say, you know what, we'll run it twice, and then on 3rd and 7, I'll have Carson try to throw it. That does not work for their team. That's what's been hurting them when they get these leads. So I still love the number. We're hoping for some weather too, because that would really benefit us. We have a great running team against a Bills team that cannot run the ball. That's out of our hands at this point. But a 7.5, if you can get that number, yeah. This is one of these games we talked on Tuesday, and I had no doubt we would have as one of our 5.
Putting it in. By the way, we have 4 games that we love right now. We're never this locked in on a Thursday. When I call you Sunday, it's not even going to be a call. It's just going to be a text. We good? We good? Yeah.
Well, the toughest part about Sunday always to me always be I get up at 3 a.m. Eastern time, which is midnight Vegas time. So by the time I talk to Chad, you know, on our own call, it's like 11:30. So I've already been up looking at lines for 8 hours and my mind is just all over the place. So that's what's good about you, Chad. You kind of ring me back in. You're just like, no, dude, this is what we said. This is what we're doing. Because I am not losing my mind at that point, but there's just so much information Sunday morning. It can be just a bit overwhelming.
I'm what you call ballast.
Is that what I would say?
Foundation.
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
You're the concrete.
That's what I do. We talked about the Vikings a lot. We made a pact with each other. We will never put the Jags in our top 5 again.
Sticking to it.
Okay. Okay. Because the Jags, they were at 7.
Yeah.
You had this game at 4.5.
Yep.
You said you liked it as a money line game.
I did.
And the line has moved in our direction. It went from 7 to 6.
Still like it, but I refuse to do it to the fans. I honestly feel terrible. Every time we put them in, they screw us. So I'm a man of my word. I will not put the Jags in, but yes, I am on the Jags.
We talked about the Raiders and the Bengals. We liked the Raiders. We decided we were going to wait on it. By the way, Niners and Jags, huge pros Joe's game. All the betting tickets on the Niners, all the money on the Jags. Bengals, decent-sized pros Joe's game. Tickets on the Bengals, bet money on the Raiders. We wanted to wait on it. It was at +1. It's still at +1.
Yeah, I'm surprised the money is on the Raiders, too. I thought more people would be burned by them. But I guess the pros are just thinking, like I am, this is where you have to take the Raiders. Everything that could have gone wrong in that game really did. Everything seriously bounced the Chiefs' way. The biggest pause would be you got the Bengals coming off a bye week. Perfect defense to get right against. The secondary of this Vegas team is terrible. I look at it the other way. I told you, I really do like this Raiders defensive line. Max Crosby's been playing out of this world this season. Joe Burrow has no protection. He's one of the most hit quarterbacks this season, and that's led to a lot of turnovers from Joe. I think it's like him and Zach Wilson have 7 picks like when they throw over 20 yards this season. Like it's way up there because he's forcing the issue trying to get this team into these games when he's got a lot of pressure on him. So nothing's changed. Still like this number. My only issue is it's not great value. I have it right where it pretty much is. I put this game as a pick. That's where it's sitting at pretty much. So I've moved the number down a little bit on Vegas. Like I had Vegas power rate a little higher. Now, the more I've dived into their team, it seems like there are a little bit of, they've been bad on drafts. That's the biggest issue. So they haven't drafted right. Now their defense is kind of suffering in that where they just don't have the really good pieces in their secondary, but as a professional, I have to take this number. This is such a trap spot for people that are big Bengals believers, which me and Chad are. I mean, I bet on them to win the North, so I do believe in this team, but just a bad spot for them to be walking into.
I don't know that the Raiders are going to make our final 5.
No, they're kind of gross right now.
They're kind of gross. And I also think in the next 4 games, I want to spend a little bit of time on each one. Seahawks, Cardinals. Tickets still coming in on the Cardinals. Money coming in on the Seahawks. You can get the Seahawks at +2.5 right now. How am I not taking Seattle in this game? Everything lines up. I don't know if Kyler Murray is playing. They might sit him out for 1 more week because then they get the bye. DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice. The Seahawks, Russell Wilson getting shut out. Of course, this feels like a buy right spot for the Seahawks.
I'm running the other way. I'll probably end up on the Cardinals. Even the guys I've talked to now that are around the Seattle team and like they have insiders, even they are telling them that Russ at practice, he's not making the throws. Like his hand just isn't right yet. So, you know what? I could be dead wrong by passing on this game, and I get your reasons for taking the Seahawks, but something's funky here. Like this line is funky. The bookmakers know what they're doing. They know they're going to get a ton of Russ money. They know that I'm going to have Russ in all my teasers because you're giving me +2 now at home. Why would I not tease this up to +8? This is a very fishy, fishy line. So I'm either going to just stay away or I'll just tease the Seahawks, but I'm not, this is one of the few games I'm not betting straight on the Seahawks. I just don't trust the juju right now coming out of that team.
Bad juju.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know, but that's something that's scientific. It's not just a gambler's feeling. There's real logic and numbers behind bad juju.
There must be a little bit.
Of course there is. We live in a world that is powered by electromagnetic energy, right? It's unseen. It's little pops of static between people, between objects. These things have power. It's kinetic. Deep, motherfucker, deep. And now, a few words from our friends at FanDuel. The NFL season is giving us a big Week 11 divisional matchup between rivals Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm so excited for this game. I love the Seahawks catching points as a home underdog here in a huge bounce back spot. They'll be playing for their season, and I'll be betting right there with them. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. They're the number one rated sportsbook app in America, and payouts are fast and secure. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel sportsbook user? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code FAVORITES this week. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. In Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Let's get back to the show. On the Action Network podcast, Raybon and Stuckey love the Chiefs. Love. Want to marry.
What can make them, especially data-wise, like the Chiefs, do they say?
Tell you?
Everything on paper says this is a prime matchup for the Cowboys. Cowboys dominate the type of defense that this Chiefs team runs. I mean, just on the run game alone, statistically, this is going to be a field day for this Cowboys pass blocking and run blocking offensive line. So I understand what they're saying. Maybe they're just looking at this as a spot where it's like, this is a good spot to take the Chiefs. They're getting right. They're coming home. They play teams really well at home. Nothing's changed for me. We'll be on the Cowboys at +2.5. We'll have them in a couple teasers as well. Love this position for this Cowboys offense.
Well, I don't. Will we put them in the contest?
I would say no right now because, again, it's a foursome play, but we have to get in at least one favorite. And right now I have 4 underdogs I just like more than this Cowboys one.
Well, the other game that we might fall in love with is the Steelers +5.5 against the Chargers. A rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot. Who wins outright without Ben Roethlisberger?
What? A rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot.
We win the game with this crew of bodies right here today. Bring your A-game today.
Woo! Like, you know, we always talk about Mike Tomlin great since 2003, but he's always had Ben Roethlisberger during the entirety of his coaching career. Without Ben Roethlisberger, he wins outright all the time as an underdog.
It's crazy how good of a coach he is. Like I talked about, I wanted to take the Chargers at -4, and I like looked at it for a while, and I just couldn't do it because it felt so gross. And then it shot all the way up to 5.5, and it made me really nervous where it's like, okay, I've already messed the best number on the Chargers. Now they're getting a little overvalued, this Chargers team, because everyone's freaking out because Roethlisberger might be out of this game. But I don't know. I'm going to end up, I think, staying away from this one. It's a primetime game, and you know I love primetime dogs. So by the time it kicks off, I'm sure I'll be on this Pittsburgh team, especially if it hits 6, which to me is such a key number. But, man, it's fishy line. Because I get it. Pittsburgh, they're one of the best running teams in football, playing against one of the worst run defenses in all football. Like, that's why you can't let this line get too high, because if Pittsburgh gets a lead, they're going to be able to dominate this matchup with the way their defense plays and the way their offense plays. But for me, I don't know. It's so hard to put money on this game where it's like, am I really about to bet a decent amount of money on Mason Rudolph in this position on the road without TJ Watt on the defense? There's just so many unknowns right now for Pittsburgh that if I was going to bet this, I'd wait until Sunday when you have more information.
I love the false enthusiasm. I'm going to see if we can make one of you guys quit today.
Well, look, the biggest primetime underdog of the week, the Giants +11.5 on the road at the Bucs. We got 4 games that we love right now. We have not settled on a 5th that could make Sunday ugly. I don't know that we're feeling that good that we want to go Falcons on Thursday night as home dogs and bookend it with Giants +11.5 on Monday night.
We won. Actually, I got a couple of calls on this one from a couple of pros. So I know a really well-known professional group has come in heavy on the Buccaneers when it got down to 10. Now I just opened it up. It's up to 11 now. So obviously the bookmakers took that money pretty damn serious. So damn it. Because I did like the Giants. But like when a group that doesn't bet that often bets big on one side in a primetime game, it usually scares me off. So I'll probably pass that one. And I know we didn't give it, like, we'll just fly through it real quick. I still don't hate Cleveland as a big favorite. I hate Joe Flacco, Chad. Last year, I shit on Joe Flacco constantly. That was my move, to talk shit about Joe Flacco. So I was on the Jets. Now I flopped. I'm on Miami. I took them at 3. It's up to 3.5. Still don't hate that number. Joe Flacco is bad. He is bad, bad, bad. I honestly think they're looking at the standpoint. They're like, okay, this is a veteran quarterback playing against a veteran defense. No. This is a weird, weird move by this Jets team. It's like they're openly trying to tank now, sitting Mike White, the guy that upset one for them against Cincinnati Bengals. And he has one bad week. Now you're out. Weird. Everything on the Jets is just weird. So if we're talking favorites that are real chalky, I do like Miami.
Ugh.
I know. It's so chalk. But Joe Flacco, awful defense. This is bad, bad, bad for the Jets.
In reference to our old friend Bob Scucci, battered Flacco. He used to get so beat up that Scooch called him battered Flacco. And then we ultimately made it a dish at the Orleans in the buffet. It was like a panko crusted flounder or something.
I thought they're going to have like crab in there because of the Maryland, like the Baltimore connection.
No, because I always thought Flacco sounded like battered Flacco sounded like a fish.
I mean,
the guy's a fucking fish.
And before we keep moving, I just want to give out, should we make our big balls better the week, Atlanta?
Big balls better the week.
Like rip it off a band-aid, just get it over with, right?
Let's do it. I love it. Let's go with Atlanta. I've never felt so confident and yet so ready to be asleep by 10 o'clock when the Patriots are up 79-2 because Mac Nipple Jones cannot stop firing darts to whatever receiver he decides to throw it to. That's Mac Jones right now. He's a witch nipple quarterback.
Now, I mean, Chad, we've done this show for 3 years now. Every time we believe in Matt Ryan, this is when he fucks us. But yep. We got to do it. Standalone primetime game. We have to do it in this position.
He does not deserve our faith.
He doesn't. He really doesn't.
Simon, if we were to choose a survivor this week, who would we choose, assuming we're moving forward and who's remaining?
The Survivor Pool pick of the week.
All right, so using our fictional chart, we'd already sadly used the Browns, which I really liked coming into this week. Oh, man. This was a tough one. We didn't use the Bucks, which could be a little risky doing against the Giants, but I feel like it's not now that I
that's
know
not a risk.
That such big money is coming on them. The other one we could do that's smart, little risky, would buy Miami Dolphins. They're playing against the Jets, Joe Flacco. Just the pause there. It's on the road, and we don't like taking.
Yeah, this is a this is the Bucks. You take the Bucks at home.
Play it safe
Monday night. Play it safe. I'm not putting my mythical Survivor pool pot in the hands of Tua on the road.
Can't hate it on if you're. I mean, again, me and Chad took Houston. I understand if you're like, no, I want to take Tennessee. I'm going to use Tennessee here. And then another team, a couple of people reached out to me about they think sleep is a good sleeper for this, would be the Chargers. If Pittsburgh started Mason Rudolph, that's a crazy play to take the Chargers. You got Bosa out now for the Chargers. He failed his COVID test, I believe, or maybe it was close contact. He's unvaccinated. He needs to pass the test either Saturday or Sunday morning back in this game. Again, do not lock in. If you have to lock in your Survivor pool before this weekend, stay away from the Chargers, please. It's too high of a risk at this point in the season. Do what Chad's talking about. Just play it safe. Take the Buccaneers.
Who's our money line parlay?
I really give up the Thursdays because a lot of people don't catch it in time. Do like Atlanta's money line. I'm going to have a money line round robin with them in there. But if you want to skip that one, I'll go just the Sunday. I got Houston. I got the Colts. I got the Jaguars, which Chad already did in a three-teamer, which was one of my favorite bets from Tuesday. Starting over again, Houston, money line, Colts, money line, Jaguars, money line, Washington football team, money line. And if you want to close it out, the Steelers on Sunday night, I don't hate it. But again, I'd wait to see if it's Roethlisberger. If that's Roethlisberger, I love that play. If it's not, I would not put him in. And if you just got to force one in because they're out too, you didn't do Atlanta either. I don't hate what Chad just talked about, Seahawks play. Like, they're at home and they're a dog with Russell Wilson. That's usually pretty good to us. But to me, I'm just going to do it in a teaser because I feel safer with that number.
All right. I feel like we've covered it all. We've done our big balls bet of the week. We've done our Moneyline parlay. We've done our Survivor. We've narrowed down the board. We're feeling really good about Falcons plus 7, Vikes plus 2.5, which is the contest line we got on Tuesday. We like the Texans plus 10.5. We like the Colts as dogs. And then come Sunday, we're gonna have a hard decision to make. We're going to see what the market is saying.
Yeah, hopefully Chris Raybon or Sean can give us a good pick Sunday morning. We can just steal one of their picks.
That's right. Watch us on Convince Me.
Yep.
See the heat, the kinetic energy.
7-2 last week. Free
seven
money.
7-2 on Convince Me at Action Network HQ, 11 a.m. Eastern. I am Chad Millman. He is Simon Hunter. This has been The Favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. Download us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, love you.